All right, you guys, fun's over. No, I told you could use this library space if you would be quiet. I don't know what's going on in here. Sounds like a college boy frat party. No, this is what happens when you take advantage of my hospitality. Out, now, all of you. Go on. Nick, didn't you hear me? All of the other guys have gone. Wait, what's wrong? Oh, please. I've known you for, 18 years at least. What's wrong? Don't tell me those boys were teasing you. You're smarter than every one of them. Especially in math, which it looks like what you guys were working on. I mean, the ruler's right there on the table. You weren't working on math. Physics, then? I mean, you're smarter than them in physics, too. Okay. Well, what is it? Just tell me. They're teasing you about your size. What does that mean? You're perfectly healthy. You're a normal weight, a normal height. Not that size. The size of what? That size. You don't mean that's why the ruler's out, do you? Is that the sort of thing that goes on in this study room that I let you guys use? That's very little comfort that it only happens occasionally. Jesus, what are you measuring your junk for? Look, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be insensitive. It's just, Jesus, fuck, it's a college library. Sorry, you're right. I'm gonna deal with one problem at a time. First of all, almost all college boys can be assholes, especially with each other. I know they're your friends, but measuring each other's junk, it's juvenile and asinine, and it really doesn't prove anything. What do you mean, of course it does? It does not. Just because the other guys get a lot of girls doesn't have anything to do with the size of their penises. No, it doesn't. No, they're just being bullies. Women don't care about that type of thing. What do you mean, really, really tiny? Give me a break. Just because the guys call it tiny, that's a man thing. They're just trying to boost their own egos by making fun of you. Well, no, I haven't seen it, of course, but I can only imagine. Oh my God, you cannot take what these boys say seriously. No, you need a second opinion, obviously, a valued opinion, someone who's going to be honest with you. Yes, exactly. What? I didn't mean me. I don't really want to open my eyes. I didn't mean for you to just unzip and show me your penis. Well, I'm flattered that you trust me, to be honest, but still, I really shouldn't look. It's not very appropriate. I know I'm not your teacher, but still, I'm in a position of authority at this college. Ugh, I know you don't have a lot of support other than your friends, who obviously can be dicks a lot of the time. No, shit, dicks was the wrong word. Fuck. Okay, you know what? We'll just keep this professional, as if I'm a doctor or a nurse. We can do that, right? If I open my eyes, it wouldn't be that bad. Okay, I'll take a look. Oh. Well, yeah. Well, it's not the smallest cock penis I've ever seen. No, Jesus. That came out wrong. Look, it's not that bad. Besides, a lot of men are growers and not showers. Don't tell me you've never heard that expression before. Are you guys measuring your cocks when they're soft? Oh, well, that's the problem right there. That's really not fair. No, of course there's a difference. A lot of men are growers and not showers. Well, that means your penis might be kind of on the small side when you're soft, but when you get aroused and your cock gets hard, it gets a lot bigger. And then you end up being average or sometimes even bigger than the other guys. I can't believe you're well into your manhood and you don't know that already. You have to know how big it gets when you masturbate, right? It does get bigger. Quite a bit bigger. See? That's what I mean. For example, on the ruler that you guys were measuring with, I'm assuming that that little tick close to the end is yours. Well, what do you think it would be when your penis gets hard? Where would you end up on the ruler? You've never measured that before. Well, no, I guess you make a good point. Once it's hard, your thoughts probably aren't on taking measurements, are they? Okay, well, it's worth a try. I mean, go home and, you know, do what you need to do to get an erection and just measure it out. See how big you are, and it probably won't be as bad as you think at all. And you'll feel much more confident about yourself, especially in the face of those assholes. What do you mean you don't think you can manage that? I really don't need to know the details about your masturbation techniques. Okay, well, you need to use both hands, but I guess it would be kind of hard to measure if both your hands are occupied. Me? What could I do? I only said that when I was opening my eyes. I could act like a doctor or a nurse. I didn't mean that. Yeah, I guess a nurse does take measurements for your physical and stuff like that. Oh, God, well, this isn't even the right setting for this. We're in the library. Yes, we are closed for the night, and after the guys left, the door's automatically locked behind them, so, yeah, we are alone. Oh, Jesus, that's not fair. You know how much I care about the mental health of every student here. And body image is a big part of that. Not just for guys. I mean, girls too. They worry about having tiny little tits or being too tight or too loose down the hair. No, I don't really worry about those things anymore. I mean, I'm a grown woman and lucky for me, I guess, I've got more than my fair share up top, and, well, you really don't need to know the details of down below, but I've never had any complaints, so that's something I don't worry about, and I really don't want you to worry about it either. I'm pretty sure your penis is quite stunning when it's full, and lots of girls would, you know, want to... Well, whatever. What do you mean a girl's made fun of you before? When you dropped your pants. Oh, Jesus. Well, I don't know who that girl could have been, but I can tell you right now, she's a fucking bitch. No girl makes fun of a guy's cock when he drops his pants. I don't care how tiny he is. No, I'm not saying you're tiny. I'm just saying That's ridiculous. You can get so much pleasure out of a cock that has nothing to do with size. God, sometimes I just wish that this college would let me teach a sex education course. I could teach you guys so much. Well, I didn't mean give private lessons. But it is nice to see you smiling, Nick. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna keep this very professional. You're gonna get your cock hard. I'm gonna measure it for you. And I'm sure that alone is gonna help you feel better. But I want you to remember that this really isn't about the size. Even if you're not a grower, even if you hardly get bigger at all, that doesn't mean that a little cock doesn't have a lot to offer. You've got to trust me on this. I've been with all kinds of men. Men with tiny dicks, even when they're hard, and men with big, huge cocks. And I can tell you in all honesty, I'd much rather take a tiny one to a big, huge, massive one. They actually hurt. So if one of those assholes in your group of friends, Alex, I'm assuming, is flaunting around his big dick and trying to convince you it's better than yours just because of the size, he's got a rude awakening coming. Trust me, if a girl had to pick between your cock and Alex's, you'd win. Well, I'm talking about average girls here, Nick. Yes, there are some size queens and only want a huge dick as some sort of status symbol. But that's not real life. That's not what us normal girls want. You don't consider me a normal girl. Should I be offended? Oh. Well, I think that's a bit of an exaggeration. I'm the stuff that college boys' fantasies are made of. God, now I'm blushing. That's very flattering. Actually, I think I already see a little twitching and growth down there, don't I, Nick? So does that mean that I've starred in some of those fantasies that's got your cock to grow? You naughty boy. I am actually quite flattered by that. But you think you'd be too embarrassed to grow much more in front of me? Well, I definitely don't want to put any pressure on you or rush you, but we really can't stay like this in the library very long. The cleaning staff comes by and there's night supervisors, and it would just be really bad if we got caught in here together like this. You understand, right? So we kind of do have to move it along. Maybe there's something I can do to help. You know, add to the fantasy. Maybe it would help if I knew what the fantasy was to begin with. Oh, look how red you just got. Well, you're lucky I'm a pretty smart and sexual lady, and I can guess that it has something to do with these, huh? My big breasts that I'm cupping under my shirt and jiggling a bit. You don't have to admit it. I can see it growing again. I bet it would grow even more if I pull down the top of my shirt all the way down and let my big breasts just bulge over the top of it like this. Is this what you imagine my nipples look like? Big and round and perky and hard at the tip. It's okay to stare at them. Oh, let me squeeze them for you. Oh, God. Sorry, my nipples are just one of the most sensitive parts of me. Oh, just by what I see happening there, Nick, I'm almost positive you're going to have nothing to worry about when you get to full mast. You want me to keep bouncing them like this? Oh, you like that, don't you? Watching all that firm, ripe flesh jiggle. Oh, it's okay. I've seen the boys taking peeks at my breasts. If I'm honest, I think it's really very flattering. And kind of a turn-on, too. That's why my nipples are usually hard under the tops I wear. I guess you might need a little more, huh? Do you want to be the one jiggling them instead? Yeah, I don't mind. Go on. You can measure the weight of my breasts in your hands. Oh. Oh, you naughty boy. Squeezing my nipples like that after I told you how sensitive they are. Oh, God. Oh, that feeling goes right down to my... Well, you can imagine where I feel it. Oh, God. You don't mind if maybe I lend a hand, too, and help your cock reach its full potential? Oh, good. And if this was part of our sex ed class, the first thing I'd make sure you were aware of is the importance of lube and masturbation, so... Oh, fuck, that looks hot. My spit on your growing cock, doesn't it? Look down. See how much bigger it is than when we first started? Now, my pretty hand wrapped around it and slowly starting to stroke. Oh, yeah. Oh, trust me. It's more than a handful to stroke. Look at that. Look at the head disappear as I come up and then push through as I go back down. Oh, God. I want to see it wet again. Oh, I just love a slick, wet cock. I can see some of your pre-cum, too. Oh, that always helps lube things up. Oh, fuck, you're hard. Oh, look at how long my strokes are getting now, Nick. Oh, you can't really look if your eyes are rolling back in your head like that, silly. Oh, I guess having your hands on my tits and me stroking you like this really can affect your concentration, huh? Oh, I think we're right where we need to be, Nick. Your cock's grown a lot since we first started. Here, take a look for yourself. Oh, look at that. Now, don't you think it's time to measure it? Not just yet. I get the feeling you just don't want me to stop stroking you, do you? That's pretty naughty of you. Oh, I do like the feeling of your hard, slick cock sliding between my fingers like this. But we gotta remember our goal. It's to measure the size of this thing. So go on, pass me the ruler. There you go. Now, let's just lay this wet cock on top. Wow! See that? You've gotten a lot bigger than when we first started. Oh, there you go again, focusing on the negative. Yeah, sure, you not reaching Alex's mark even when he's soft, but that's a good size cock. And trust me, I've already gotten a lot of pleasure out of your cock by just stroking it. Imagine how much pleasure this cock could give a woman if it was fucking her tight pussy. Or better yet, coming in her mouth. Oh, yes, definitely. I am one of those women who loves having a cock in her mouth. See, that's one of the things I meant when I said size isn't everything. Taste has a lot to do with having a sexy, desirable cock. And if I flick my tongue on the tip of your cock where that pre comes leaking, oh, it tastes so good. I can only imagine what your cum must taste like. Oh, you're trying to get yourself off, aren't you? To feed me your cum by pushing my hand down on your cock. Fuck, I shouldn't want it, but I do. Oh, I want it. Oh, I want your cum, so do that. Keep doing that. Fuck you. Oh my god! Oh, your cock even reached the back of my throat! Oh, you're so good! Oh no, it did, didn't it? Didn't it feel good to just use this cock and be confident in it? Fucking a woman's mouth. Oh, and watching her spit drip down on these big tits. To be a tiny cock. Oh, it sure packs a punch. And oh god, fuck, your cum is good. You don't really mind me scooping it off my tits and tasting it. Oh, you can do better than that. You mean let me clean it off your cock? Oh my god. Oh fuck. I think that's the sweetest cum I've ever tasted. A girl could definitely get addicted to that. Oh no, I'm not just saying that, Nick. Oh god, I wish there was more. Yeah, squeeze it like that. Squeeze those last pearly drops onto my tongue. Oh, you like the way I look? Those little drips of your cum on my tongue. Watch me swallow them. See how good they taste. Well, I hope now you can clearly see, Nick, that god, your cock isn't lacking in any way. Sure, it may be a tiny package to start off with, but once you start unwrapping it, fuck, any girl would be happy to have a cock like yours. So next time those boys try to pull out that ruler of theirs, just tell them to come see me, and I'll straighten them out for you, okay? Well, thank you. That's very sweet. Now I've gotta go clean myself up. Oh, you and your sexy cock sure made a mess of me. Oh, and for that, you should be damn fucking proud. There's not a lot of men on the planet who can cover these big tits of mine. Oh, what am I gonna do with you? You're welcome. Anytime, Nick. And I do mean anytime.